may be seated. So this morning we come to the last of four sermons that I have preached this month in a sermon series based on Psalm 19, which we had as our prayer at the very beginning as we gathered, and I had it printed on the front of your bulletin. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and redeemer. So how do we do that? And so we've looked over the weeks at what the Bible has to say about our words. And the Bible has an extraordinary amount to say about the words and how we use our words to communicate. Spoken words, but also we would apply those to texting, posting, letter writing. However, the way we communicate, the way we use our words is important. And God's Word continuously affirms that. And so, as we looked over the various weeks, the first week, we started in a very basic place. The words that we say about God. And we looked at the third commandment there, about not taking God's name in vain. And really how that applied to not using God's name in ways that would dishonor Him. That would not help us understand fully His holiness. And so we actually talked about perhaps, maybe, to help hold ourselves accountable, creating a little jar at our house and finding ourselves, if we slip up and use God's name in vain or maybe in some kind of profanity, that we would fine ourselves. And I've heard back from a number of you, particularly parents with kids, that you're doing that, and that's great. Next Sunday is Communion Sunday, so that'll be the Sunday to bring those forward, and no one will be looking to judge, you know, how full your jar was. It'll be a time to turn that in. Now, I think a lot of adults said, well, that's kind of a children's thing to do, and so, you know, really, is it? So if you haven't been doing it, here what it is. Just take inventory. Think back, you know, predict how much you've done, and find yourself, and that'll be fine. Then the next week we talked about family words. Words that we say to those closest to us. And I would extend that maybe to close friends as well. But, you know, our parents, our children.